Helen, I've got a question for you, which is quite appropriate given that you don't actually eat meat. This is a question from Max, who says, what makes steak tough? I've just had quite a tough steak to eat, and I was thinking, why is this thing so tough? And I was wondering, if I was eaten, how tough would I be?
That's a great question. And there, you see, I don't actually indulge in steak myself, but I know many people who like them, especially a nice tender steak. So I've had a bit of a look around to understand more about the meat-eating habits of you lot. And it seems it's quite an involved answer, actually. There's no single thing that does that determines how tender a piece of meat is, and there are various factors involved. And this includes things like the breed of the animal, how old it was. And what I found really quite interesting was how you treat an animal just up to the point at which it's slaughtered has an awful lot to do about how tender its meat is. And I thought that was really quite surprising. I didn't know anything. I don't know much about these things since I don't eat meat.
Because veal calves are kept so they don't do too much. I mean, didn't your family used to keep cows, Dave? Presumably not for eating, for milking, but...
My father did grow up on a farm, but yeah, not, I don't think we were into making veal. No.
But, I mean, I've been having a read around, and it seems that how they're transported, if they're herded with things like dogs that scare them and things like that, really can affect how good meat turns out. And even a sort of a breed of meat that's meant to be very good and very tender, if it's treated badly just before slaughter, this can really do away with that great meat. So that's really something to bear in mind. And a lot of it comes down to collagen, because that's the main tough parts of the meat are the collagen, the connective tissue inside the meat, because meat is essentially muscle. And for example, as an animal gets older, it produces more collagen, it becomes more interconnected, and that makes it tougher. So generally older creatures, older individuals are tougher. And weight-bearing muscles tend to have more collagen in them as well, so they tend to be less tender. And I've found an interesting measure of tenderness, which as well as sounds nice, but it isn't really. It's called the Warner-Bratzler shear force test, and that's what the scientific... It's the scientific way of figuring out how tender meat is. I mean, one thing is to actually give it to people and say, is this tender? Do you like this? Do you like this? Which is better? But this is the kind of way of making a number out of it. And it's the number of kilograms needed to shear or kind of cut, pull apart a cubic centimetre of muscle. And it varies from a tenderloin, like really nice steak, is about 2.6 approximately. And then a really tough cut of steak is more like 5, 5.5. So that's how you measure it. But yeah, there are all sorts of factors involved. You know, I think it's very interesting indeed, like I say, that it's that treatment and the stress levels of an animal before it dies that can determine how tender its meat comes out.
Thank you, Helen.